This another weird fetishy, the old guy that wants someone who looks like his dead wife.
Jamie, can I tell you how confused I was at this point in the movie? Because this old man shows up and shows Faye Dunaway a picture of a woman
who looks like
that
Robin
thought was Robin Gibbons.
And I thought it was he was looking for his daughter.
That's what I thought too.
When was the last time you saw her? And he was like, when she was 17
100%.
Or 19, I think. And then it turns out that this man's wife died when she was 19. That's a long time ago because he's very much an older man.
No, she didn't die when she was 19.
Oh, she didn't?
Because she says, how long were you two married? And he says, 40 years.
Okay.
So that's where, in a weird way, and I knew that wasn't this movie, but in a strange way, I was like, is there time travel in this? Because I want I want that so badly. But in a, it is half creepy.
Yes.
But also half sweet. Like, I was like, okay, this old man, he just wants one night with his dead wife, but I was like, when she was 19?
Yeah. And he needs her to brush her hair.
Yeah,
like, there's this whole routine she has to do.
I was really torn because I was like, are we supposed to feel like this guy's a creep? Or are we just supposed to feel like, because later on in this movie, like, you know, Faye Dunaway even says, like, we're doing a service. Like,
yes.
This guy just wanted to see his wife or to be with his wife again. And that's sweet, but also, you know, that's not what you're
creepy.
Doing. Like,
yeah,
in the back, even if you can trick yourself so much, you still don't know that that's not what you're doing.
And that it's just, yeah, I think it's supposed to kind of bring a little heart into the whole prostitution thing where you think, you know, well, they do this, you know, they're really, because that's what she says. We're helping these men fulfill these different fantasies.
Yes.
So we are playing these roles to help them.
The fantasy of putting pants on a plant.
Right.
Who knows what the fantasy
Such
is.
Such a fantasy. She even tells part of the training when she hands Nebraska the stack of books, art books and whatnot.
Jesus Christ. She says
it's like an art form to make a man feel vulnerable. And
that's
what we need to do. Because she's like, the men will tell you anything and they'll confess so much to you because you make them feel vulnerable.
Yeah. And don't forget, while this wonderful line of dialogue in this movie is being spoken,
The
next thing she says is, oh, also you have to know everything about World War I
yes.
and World War II.
Because everyone loves a smart whore, right? It's true.
But
isn't
what
the whole point of the... Well, I guess because she wants her... That's part of her selling point is that her prostitutes or her girls
are worldly, educated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And worldly. And they're not just these dumb, like, you know, of course
they're... I'm okay with that. I found it amusing. And I just... There were points in this movie where I thought... Oh, this plays for laughs so well.
Yeah.
But I know they're not doing it.
No.
I know they're not going for it. When she is stacking books upon books about modern art and classical painters and world wars onto her, I was like, this is hilarious, but I know that you are not intending for it to be.
P.S. I like how Nebraska has said, she did try to find a job, a waitressing job, a secretary job, and something else. And none of them, she didn't like any of them because none of them came with just, I guess, it really comes down to the money.
Well, none of them came with $10,000 necklaces.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
But we do see, just to jump back, we do see the former prostitute. First, before I start referring to her in my notes as Boozy, I just called her former prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
Walking the foggy streets of San Francisco.
Oh, so and she's sad. Just sobbing with sunglasses on.
And she heads back to some hotel room and just trashes this place.
Oh, she gets hammered And she calls an alcohol delivery guy.
I love this.
And he comes to the door and she stumbles around because she can't find cash for the booze that she ordered. So it's $10 and she's just gonna be a whore for him for $10.
She's like, listen, I'll give you the best $10 worth I can. Yeah. I'm like, what is $10 get? Like, if you're charging $1,000 a night, what is $10 getting this guy?
What is she gonna do? Like, lick his neck? Is that basically it?
Well, she basically just grabs the bottle and hides it behind her back.
Yeah, I like how they, you see a shot of out. Her just like, I'm like,
I don't know. I guess she pushed him out the door after that.
No,
that was
but
it.
Then she talks. She tells what's her name though about how I even did it one night for a $10 bottle of alcohol. Yeah.
Oh, so sad. I love when she fans out a bunch of credit cards to the guy and she's like, will you take this? And this guy's like, no, lady, I'm going to go. And in my mind, I'm like, just give her the booze. Like, she needs it more than your store does.
Yeah,
like, just give it to her. Well, say it's on the house and pay that. Let that $10 come out of your own pocket.
Well, I like how he's like, no, I'm going to go. I can only take the cash. Yeah. But then as soon as this hammered woman offers up her services, he's like, well, I mean, what were you thinking for $10?
Oh, yeah. And this, I mean, the only thing missing from this scene is a light bulb over her head turning on when she realizes she can get booze for sex, because the expression on her face, like the realization that
like,
this is
a
thing that she's like, wait a second. Been selling this for money, but I can also use it to get booze.
For all goods. Like, okay, I'm a tradesman now. Yeah.
This is where I wrote, what is the relationship between Lil and this French man?
I questioned it myself because this is when she makes him go pick up Nebraska over at the police station.
And what is she? She's frantically running around her office looking for something. I did not pay attention to what she was looking for.
A cigarette. She's looking for a cigarette.
Oh, so it's not that important. Okay, no. I thought I really missed something important. But then she gets a call, and I love when she gets a call, and she's like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, yeah. Secret technology. Hidden agenda. But I'm not.